Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Today we'll talk about the highest and best obligations as decreed by Allah. The highest and best obligation as decreed by Allah is the belief in Allah, God, and His Messenger. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah increase his rank, said, أفضل الأعمال إيمان بالله ورسوله. This hadith means the best of deeds is to believe correctly in Allah and His Messenger. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Having the correct belief is a condition for the acceptability of the good deeds. Hence, the one who does not believe in Allah, in God, and His Messenger will never have any reward in the hereafter. Allah said in Surah Ibrahim, verse 18, the ayah that means, the deeds of those who blasphemed is like dust which was scattered by wind in a stormy day. Because the blasphemers on the Day of Judgment, they will not be rewarded for whatever good that they do in this life. And the merit of the knowledge of Tawheed has a privilege over other types of knowledge. This is because it relates to the most honored information. The high honor of the knowledge is due to the high status of the things one knows about. So, since the knowledge of Tawheed conveys the knowledge about Allah, clears Allah of what is not befitting to him, and clears the prophets of what is not befitting to them, it is better than the knowledge of the rulings of the religion. Allah said in Surah Muhammad, verse 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, which means, know, be steadfast, O Muhammad, that no one is God except Allah, and ask Allah for forgiveness. Imam Abu Hanifa said in his book Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, know that the knowledge of the essentials of the religion is better than the knowledge of rulings. So Tawheed has a priority. And for the person who is to embrace Islam, he is required, in order to embrace Islam, to utter the statement, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. This particular statement is not required by itself, literally every word of it, for embracing Islam. It is enough, however, for one to utter a statement that gives its meaning. For example, if one said لا إله إلا الله محمد Rasulullah, it's sufficient. Or, there is no God other than Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. By that, a person, if he says it while believing it, he becomes a Muslim. Or, لا رب إلا الله محمد نبي الله, which means, if one said, no Lord other than Allah, and Muhammad is the prophet of Allah, then that is sufficient. One of these statements is sufficient for one to become a Muslim, to embrace the religion of Islam. However, the word ashhadu is better than other words because its linguistic meaning includes the knowledge, belief, and declaration that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. By using this word, the confirmation of the meaning is attained unlike others. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on Islam, and Allah knows best.